Well, we welcome everybody this morning to our Sunday school time. You didn't have to be a news junkie this week to know what was kind of happening. I think most of us, somewhere, shape, or form, heard of the Mega Million lottery. Approximately $655 million is what it was. Three people woke up this morning, and actually it wasn't an April Fool's joke for them. They actually won this thing. Which means that, you know, they're going to split it up. They'll probably end up somewhere in the $220 million range. I don't think anybody here was one of them. $97,640,000 people bought tickets. They spent $1.5 billion. Not million, billion. On average, that averages out to about $102 a person. They're dollar tickets. Your chance of winning was 1 in 176 million. I know that's a big number for a lot of us. You got a better chance of being struck by lightning 5 times. Or if you bought 50 tickets a week, you'd win once every 68,000 years. Some of the comments, it's just $20 or $30. Costs about $6,000 to feed an average household a year. 238,000 households could be fed in 1 year's time with that money. Or if you're really luxurious, a family of 12 could live for a century down on David Copperfield's $37,000 per night resort down in the Caribbean. A century, that's 100 years. Or the federal government burns through that money in 8 minutes. On average, it takes a person that won the lottery 5 years to spend it all. Think about that. Some of the comments. If you won, what would it be like? Oh, it'd be wonderful. The one I like the best is it would be heavenly. You know, no stress, no worry. John Wooten, some of you older folks may remember him, UCLA basketball coach. He's dead now. He was voted the all-time greatest coach ever. Every day, daily, he would start his day out reading his Bible. And when he was asked the best way to prepare for a game, he said, and this is quoting him, "By beginning each day in studying the Bible and in prayer, in faithfully doing these two things, I have more energy, passion, and empowerment." He went on to say, he said, "I always try to make it clear that basketball is not the ultimate. It is of small importance in comparison to the total life we live. There is only one kind of life that truly succeeds, and that is the one that places faith in the hands of the Savior. Until that is done, we're on an aimless course that runs in circles and goes nowhere. Material possessions, winning scores, and great reputation are meaningless in the eyes of the Lord, because he knows what we really like and what we really can be, and that is all that matters." Not a $655 million Mega Million lottery. Revelations 21, chapter 21, first 7 verses reads, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, preparing a bride adorned for a husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all their tears from their eyes, and there will be no more death, no more sorrow, neither sorrow nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. And he that sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto them that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. And he that overcometh shall inherit all things. I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Not a lottery system. 100% guaranteed winnings. Let's pray. God, we again thank you for your plan of salvation. God, we thank you that, you know, it's not a game of chance. It's not, you know, something we pull a ticket and hope to make it. But God, we know you promised us eternal life in you. That's the most important thing we can accomplish. You know, a $65 million lottery thing, yes, some people describe it as heavenly, but we know Revelations really talks about heavenly. And God, that is our main goal. God, we again thank you for today. God, we thank you that we can come here to church this morning. We just pray you'll be with Mark as he brings a message, be with the Sunday school teachers. And God, just pray we can all leave here, you know, with the, knowing what it truly means to be winner. Again, we pray this in your name. Amen.